are calling this the shut your trap. That's what it's being referred to. It is the world's first weight loss device to help fight the global obesity epidemic.
I'll take it.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what it is first.
I don't care.
Now, when I say device, now you know that you can go get gastric bypass and they put like a little thing in your stomach. I actually know a guy who did that and he lost like 120 pounds and he's really skinny now. Mm. So that's some sort of device. But this is another type of device that does not require surgery. It is called the Dental Slim Diet Control. It's fitted by a dentist to the patient's upper and lower back teeth. It's this system of magnets and custom-made bolts allowing you to open your mouth only about a 16th of an inch. That's it. You can breathe, you can talk, but it's kind of like this. You can barely open your mouth. So you can't ingest giant handfuls of potato chips or popcorn and that kind of thing. You can talk and you can breathe, but you can't eat a lot.
And sex is really going to suck.
Suck. Yeah. But you know what? When you're not feeling good about your body, I don't know how good sex is anyway. I don't care how skinny you are. When you're feeling like insecure about your body, I've had times like that where sex is awesome. I fucking love sex. But when I'm not feeling good about my body, if I put on a little weight or if I'm bloated or not feeling well, the last thing I want to do is be having sex. So I think this is the kind of thing that ultimately will improve your sex life because you will start to feel better about your physical appearance.
Let me rethink that. Her mouth is wired shut.
His.
There. Mouth is wired shut. Sex might be even better. Okay. I can do that tonight. Oh, nice. You never let me do that. It's not even my birthday. If you don't want me to do this, say it now. Okay.
I'll take that as a yes. That's consent. Yes, you've consented.
I got a verbal consent. She's dropping weight and I get to do that and I don't have to hear.
I love that I'm telling you about weight loss and the first thing you think about is where you can put your dick.
Exactly.
Well, but here's the other thing about it. So there is like a take home thing that you can pretty much undo it. So if you're having like a really hard time or you want to eat something a little more, you can undo it yourself and then have it.
It's the purpose.
Well,
I
yeah,
it kind of cake now. Now I'll put it back.
Right. Well, no, but it has a big flaw. So if you can only open your mouth a 16th of an inch, so a liquid diet, if you let ice cream melt or milkshakes, that's liquid, my friend. You know, Coca-Cola is liquid. You can ingest a lot of sugar. It doesn't matter. I don't think it's very controversial because a lot of people are saying, listen, if you want to do it, that's really great. They did this study in New Zealand, in a very famous place in New Zealand where they do all these other studies. They did this study and people on average lost 14 pounds in a month.
Mm-hmm. But the minute they get their mouth open back up, shit's going to go right back in.
That's the problem. That if you're used to a liquid diet, suddenly as soon as you have a sandwich, that's it. But I guess it's good to kickstart. You know, once if you can lose 14 pounds and you're like, oh, I feel pretty good. I'm going to continue this. I'm going to eat a salad, as you say, for dinner instead of before dinner.
Right. I've always thought there's two different ways of losing weight. That is one, wire your mouth shut.
Right.
So you can't eat anything. And second, I still think it's going to be a huge TV show one day. So what you do is you take like 10 fat people.
Okay.
And you give them like a knife.
Uh-oh.
Just a knife. And you drop them on an island that just has bunny rabbits all over the place.
Oh, God.
So they have to chase the food
no.
to get the food. And that's how they lose the weight.
No.
They're chasing the food to get the food, and then that's how they lose the weight.
No, that's...
Okay, wire their mouth shut, make them chase the bunny rabbit.
Oh, God.
They'll drop the weight like that.
Okay, first of all, what if you get someone like me who doesn't eat meat?
You got to figure out how to climb a tree, which you would not be good at. So now right. You have to climb your fat ass up that tree to get a coconut.
No, but the dumb thing is, being overweight, eating too much, it's not about eating. It's about what's going on inside, what's going on with you emotionally. I mean, don't you watch My 600-Pound Life, right? You watch all those shows. They all talk about it, how they have all of these issues that have been going on for years that they sublimate with food. So it's not about, look, I go through this all the time. My weight goes up and down depending on how I am emotionally. If I'm feeling good and I'm out there and like biking or whatever, I come home and I eat a piece of fruit, I have a salad, feel healthy. When I'm having a crap day or if I had a fight with somebody or things aren't going well, I have cereal for breakfast, ice cream for lunch, and cookies for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, my 600-pound life is different, though, because they're 600 pounds. They can't even get out of bed. Somebody is bringing them food, and they're eating food nonstop.
That sounds great.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
There's one lady that has even the bathroom chair in the bedroom because she can't make it to the bathroom fast enough, so she does it right there.
Ooh, that's sad.
It's not sad. Stop eating.
You think that's awesome? You're like, I don't have to leave my bed? That's great.
I think that's great. I love that. How do I make that work? All right. This is the reason why there's so many different reasons, but this is one reason why I'm glad you don't have kids.
Okay.
Because this is you, and you would be out of control with this. Okay. So, because just to let people know, you're out of control with your dog.
True.
So these people now are out of control with their kid. Here's a letter. Our 7-month-old baby is not a good sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
His awake windows are short and his naps are inconsistent, but often only 30 minutes long. Recently, he slept only the first part of the night and wakes up around 12:30 and then goes back to sleep. And he's up again at 2, he's up again at 3 and 4, finally at 5 and 5:30. So now what I want to do is these people out there called sleep consultants.
I've heard about them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For your baby.
Right.
So they come in and they're a sleep consultant for your baby. Is this a real thing or is it a very expensive scam? Because it's not just a scam. It's a very expensive scam.
Yeah. I mean, no, they don't come in and talk to the baby. It's not like you put them with a 7-month-old. So how come you're not sleeping at night? That's not what it is. They come in and they observe the sleeping habits. They observe what's going on. They observe what's going on in legitimate ones, like psychologists and people that are sleep experts. They come in and they look around like, okay, the room's too hot, so this baby's never going to sleep. The room temperature should be, 68, whatever. They come and they readjust your entire house and your entire life. And they'll say, put the baby down and then go about your life. If the baby wakes up, that is the baby's problem. Let them be awake. Do you know what I mean? Like, just leave them there. They'll see how many times the mom runs into the room. Oh, there, baby. So someone who is legit, if you get this through a doctor, your pediatrician, or somebody who has used them before, or the American Psychological Association, then they're legit. Every industry, there's people that are scamming. Mm-hmm. Every industry. So, of course, there are scam people. Yes, there are. But they're all... are also legitimate sleep experts. So, and there's people that specialize in baby sleeping, but I gotta tell you, I'm gonna save you some money right now. Whiskey.
I just know if you had a kid, there would be a sleep consultant at your house at least 3 days a week.
No, there'd be a bartender serving whiskey to me.
I know.
And then
you.
A little thimble to the baby.
I know you. You would have a sleep consultant. You would have them on speed dial and it would be out of control. No, you shut the door, you lock the door, and you say, go to bed. That's how you do it. I did it with two kids. That's how you do it. My kids are fine now. You know what? They go right to sleep. You know what I did? Go to bed. That's what I did.
My grandmother used to, my mother told me this, used to stick her fingers in whiskey and then I would suck on her fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I'm not an alcoholic. That's, but you know, my family's French. That's what the French did. Stuff like that. Not wine, whiskey. She went full on. I think she tried red wine and realized right. that it didn't help me sleep.
Ambien
and then
she was did, next.
And then she heard about the whiskey and she was like out like a light. This is awesome. Drug the baby.
Well, see, the good thing is when my kids were younger, we would put a radio in their room and we were doing 7 to midnight, put them right out every time. They would listen to us. Off to sleep they would go.
Because we were so boring or because they were sick of hearing their dad's voice or?
Yes.
All of that.
They go right to sleep. You put on Cooper, gone.
Listen, your five-year-old was not our audience. I don't care that they didn't like our show.
See,
screw them.
There she goes.
I'm sorry. Your five-year-old is not the audience. What does your five-year-old know about the Kardashians or some of the interviews we would do? We had Rosie O'Donnell on. Your five-year-old didn't know Rosie O'Donnell.
Watch this. Hey, kids, Khloe Kardashian. They're asleep. Look at that. It went right to my... Kanye West. Oh, they're gone.
They're out like lights. So there you go. You know what? Pay us. You don't need sleep consultants for your children.
Hey,
you just
coming
need
up
the
tonight, Peter Grossman. And they're out.
Just need the show.
Cooper's going to talk about what's that stupid show you did?
Confessions of a Teen Idol.
Cooper's going to talk about Confessions. Oh, see, I didn't even get I didn't get Teen Idol out in Aragon.
There you go, for free. We just gave you a chance for your baby
the
to sleep.
The dude from Blue Lagoon. Ah, see, they're gone.